I have to laugh when people say to me, "Oh, I can't come to church. I'm so bad that the roof will fall in on me." Well, I want to tell you, friends, if the church didn't fall in on me, it won't fall in on you. If anyone ever deserved to have the church fall on them, it was me. So you don't have to worry. I tell people that when they come into the church, we have four great beams that hold our ceiling up, and the one beam is named mercy, and the other beam is named grace. The third beam is named salvation, and the fourth beam is named the love of God. The church isn't going to fall in on us because Jesus Christ came to save sinners. You say, well, it really isn't quite fair. I've got all this baggage in my life. I've got all these failures, and maybe I even tried to be a Christian once. I was just a miserable failure, and I walked away from it all, and God can't love me. Oh, listen, God loves you. Nobody is so unclean that Jesus will not touch them. I want you to listen to a story that happened to Jesus. It's in the 5th chapter of Luke. In the 12th verse, it says this, "And it came to pass, when Jesus was in a certain city, look, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be you clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him." I don't know if you know what it meant to be a leper in ancient times. They were quarantined from all the rest of the society. No one could touch them or go near them. That meant that in the days before the church established hospitals and places to care for lepers, that they just lived outside anywhere they could. In caves, outside the city, people were not allowed to come within 50 feet of them. When the leper came around them, or they were within 50 feet of them, the leper had to put his hand over his mouth and say, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." The only way they could live is if friends and family brought food out to them and left it somewhere where they could find it. And when Jesus came along, there was a leper. Nobody would touch him, but Jesus touched him and he healed him. There is no person so unclean who has been so disobedient. There is no person that is beyond the grace of God. Jesus will forgive you. But what do we do when we fail and when we have sin? We tend to go and hide, don't we? We want to live outside the camp like a leper. Come and let Jesus touch you. Remember those beams in the church? Grace, mercy, salvation, the love of God. They're all yours. Let Jesus touch you. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you that you have sent Jesus, and Jesus has touched me and changed me and clean me. I did not deserve any of it. I was an unclean leper, spotted with sin, eaten up with the desires of the flesh, and you, oh Lord, you touched me, and you healed me, and you brought peace into my life. Salvation and mercy and grace were mine because of the love of God. Thank you, oh Lord. Amen.